Make sure you pop that before that goes on.
Future. And so just resuming a conversation with Lee Perry, and you were talking about that you became a minister so that you could marry our folks.
Yes, I did.
And how many people have you married?
Too many. Four couples, maybe. Four or five couples. I found out, well, I've noticed that when we got the right, mm-hmm. everybody's getting married. I actually did it on Courthouse Square. Mm-hmm. I was a minister for Courthouse Square that first year.
Cool.
When we got it. When we got the right.
Yeah.
And I've married lesbian couples, I've married straight couples, and I've married gay couples, gay men. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm seeing that it's died off.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. We got the right.
Well, what some of the stuff I've read has said that, you know, there was a spike,
mm-hmm.
obviously, because it was new and we had new rights, and so a lot of people were getting married, but then it's started to, you know, level off, you know, and so it's not, there isn't, I guess there was pent up demand,
mm-hmm.
and now it's just sort of regular demand.
Okay.
That's what I've read. But we were also talking about our current administration and how it set us back. And I've also, you know, there was just a study out I saw that said support for LGBTQ rights actually has declined slightly over mm-hmm. the last couple of years. And you know that has to be about the current political climate.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now it's become so more acceptable to kind of hate people because of this crazy president we have.
Right.
And for the record, Donald J. Trump, by kind of a fluke and some sort of conspiracy, many believe, ended up getting elected president by a very slim margin. He actually lost the popular vote,
mm-hmm.
but he won the Electoral College because in certain states he had a very thin vote margin. I think it was like 70,000 votes that he ended up sneaking into office.
And sneaking is the word, because I don't even think that he thought he could ever get it.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck, I got that? Oh, hell no.
It's like he was like the proverbial dog that caught the car.
Right.
It's like, now what do I do? I have no idea how to govern. I don't know anything about anything.
Exactly. Exactly. And we as a Democratic Party fucked up. We did.
Yeah.
We did. We fucked up.
How do you mean that?
Okay. How much time you got?
Well, my battery runs down.
We did not. Okay, Hillary was a choice. Okay. But because she was old school, old Democrat, the young ones weren't into her. Like everybody was about Obama. Obama was cool.
Right.
He was a cool president.
Right.
His wife is outstanding. You can't touch her.
Right, yeah.
You can't touch her. I mean, Jackie Onassis, Jackie Kennedy, she's up there with her.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? If you want to go Republican, go with Nancy.
Yeah, yeah.
She was cool. Barbara Bush was all right.
Yeah.
You know? Melania. Anyway, I digress.
He's referencing Melania Trump, the current person that people call First Lady.
She didn't do nothing.
Well, she was a porn model in the past.
That's true. But the porn star that he was with looked better than her.
Yeah. So these are all reasons we're like, it's all reason we have a shit show right now in the country.
Yes,
and that we're worried that we're going to,
we can't have him in a second term. This person has to be a one term damn president. And it's going to be up to us to make that happen.
Yeah, because if he gets elected again, we're done.
Yes.
You know,
I mean, all our rights, yeah. all the hatred, all the racism, all of that for another 4 years. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it no more.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I don't even experience it to the degree you do. I'm a white guy, you know, but still, I'm a gay white guy, and I care about other people. You know, I want everybody to be treated
well. Answer me this, yeah. Okay? Because you sitting here with a black gay guy, I'm sitting here with a white gay guy. What kind of offenses have you seen? Mm-hmm. Being older,
mm-hmm. Well, that's one. But when you think about some of the policies that he, you know, is trying to enact, like just, you know, these conscience rules that really are nothing more than a shield for religious bigots to say, I don't want to provide care for a gay person, or I don't want to provide care for a trans person, you know. So this whole conscience executive order that he's signed, so that within Health and Human Services, healthcare providers can say, my religious convictions won't allow me to provide care for, pick somebody, mm-hmm. somebody they think mm-hmm. isn't good enough or is a sinner, or somebody like a gay person who's an abomination who's going to burn in hell. And, you know, the only thing that will make that worse probably is if you're a black gay person.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, it's you know, what we're talking about in a way is, you know, this whole term of intersectionality, you know, that exists in the LGBT community a lot, you know. It's like, so it's one thing to be LGBTQ, but then when you add on things like being African-American and gay, or African-American and trans, you have exponentially compounded the likelihood that you're going to be marginalized.
And now we got something else that we have to deal with. Because we also now have, how do you put it? Now we have, and it's new, women to men. Mm-hmm. They're starting to, women that are looking like men.
Yeah, like female to male, trans.
Yes, exactly.
So transgender.
Yes,
people.
Now we have that to deal with. I mean, we have to go the other way, too. Yeah. These are issues that we have to deal with, and they need protection.
Right.
We all need protection.
Right.
We all need protection.
Right.
And whatever me as a person, these are issues mm-hmm. that, okay, I was a part of the board, LGBT Center.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was a secretary for 3-4 years, whatever my term was. That opened my eyes to a lot of stuff that was going on that I had no clue about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So once that happened, epiphany, I'm like, damn. So I got to do something.
Yeah.
I got to do something. That's the reason why I started that Project Identify.
Okay.
Because the black gay men aren't being accounted for. And that's what William Booth was trying to say, is that the black community is not being counted in that housing situation.
Yeah.
There's only 5%.
Yeah.
There's more of us.
Right.
Than 5%.
That's why we need more people to take the survey.
Yes. Yeah. And he handed it out and I told him, take it, take it, take it. I did it.
Yeah.
I already done it.
Yeah.
All right. I posted it on my page.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Okay. This is honestly. I think African Americans are so. Sometimes they separate themselves. They don't want to be apart. Mm-hmm. But they're not together either.
Yeah. Do you think that they separate themselves because it's just less painful? You know, if it's sort of like, if I just kind of stick with my own people, then I don't have to put up with the bullshit that I'm going to experience.
They're not sticking with each other.
Oh, okay.
They're not sticking with each other.
What do you mean?
Each other. to me, this is me personally speaking, African Americans, not only in the city of Dayton, I'm talking about nationally, do not connect like we did in when we were in the 50s and the 60s. In the 50s and the 60s, we were all united. You beat somebody black from somebody somewhere else, you consider them a sister or a brother. Mm-hmm. Back in the 50s and the 60s, right. We were united.
Right.
You ain't got that no more.
Yeah. You were united, striving for something.
Yes.
And sort of had a common, I'm going to use the term enemy, but you know, a common enemy, a common goal brings people together.
Well, we didn't have, even in 50s and 60s, we don't have the enemy that we have now.
That's for damn sure. That's for damn sure. And, you know, I mean, just to put this in context for people who may hear it in the future,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to just use my perspective of it. There's hardly a day that goes by today when I don't think at some point, based on what's happening in our country, that's usually spurred or sparked or caused by
mm-hmm.
this crazy maniac we have in the White House, where I think we're going to end up sliding into Nazi Germany, you know? There's hardly a day that goes by that I don't think that.
I'm scared. I'm scared too. I'm scared that it will come to a point where this country, well, okay, I'm going to use a bad word. The niggers need to go over here. Mm-hmm. The Latins need to go over there. Or if they let us stay at all.
Mm-hmm.
If he can't have another damn 4 years.
No, we'll be, our country will not survive.
No.
The way we know it.
No.
It'll be awful.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
And that. Then the rest of the world is seeing this shit.
Yeah. So what do you think will happen? Where will the queers go? Will they be with the African
Americans? Well, it better be warm. It better be tropical. I tell you that shit.
You're packing your kilts.
I'm packing my... It might be too hot wherever I'm going, but still, yes, I will have my kilt.
Because you can get air up
palm
in there.
Trees. Yeah. Palm trees. I need a palm tree blow. I need a palm tree blow. You all didn't see that, but he did.
It would look good. So, we're just about to run out of space here. So, what final things would you like to tell people? So, if you think about somebody digging this out, you know, 50 years from now, and you're like, who's this Lee Perry guy? You know, who's this Lee Montgomery person? What would you want them to know?
I would want them to know to always be good to others, be good to yourself mainly. And be good to your environment. Be good to your environment. And be good to the society. Because all this goodness comes back to you. Don't be negative, because it's not positive. Always try to do something that's going to benefit yourself. Number one, look after yourself. Number two, look after others. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians. If you want to bring the Christian thing into it, that's what we're supposed to do as Christians. Look after one another. Treat someone else as if you want as you want to be treated. Period. That's simple.
Absolutely. Cheers to that. For those who may hear this, Lee and I have been enjoying a beer together, and I'll thank you for your time again, and we're signing off.
I hope I didn't sound too crazy.